but we'll see.
I know.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm okay. Okay. All righty. Thank you for joining us today. I'm going to call to order the Zone 3 Advisory Committee meeting of Thursday, May 16th. And can I get a roll call, please?
Kristen Bryant.
Here.
Karen Bright.
Here.
Marcia Guthrie.
Here.
Shirley Gibson.
Here.
Vard Ikeda.
And here.
So we have a quorum.
Okay, thank you very much. And then that takes us to public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to address the committee on items at this time that are not on the agenda. And if you would like, please come forward, state your name for the record, and tell us what you think.
Hi, my name is Steph Wald, and I work with a local nonprofit called Creeklands Conservation. I know some of you from that work. We used to be known in the community as Central Coast Salmon Enhancement, and we rebranded a number of years ago. And we are your local science-based creek conservation NGO. We work from Ventura up to Monterey and do a variety of things. I'm here to talk to you about one of the projects that we've been working with the county on for many years called the Arroyo Grande Creek Stream Gauge Modification Project. You may be aware that that is on Arroyo Grande Creek, about 5 miles up from the ocean, about 8 miles to the dam. I'd like to tell you a little bit about progress on the Stream Gauge Modification Project. The stream gauge itself is a fish passage barrier, and it has been for many, many years, for steelhead trout, rainbow trout. And it was once a part of the Habitat Conservation Plan. You may recall 2004 draft HCP. We went to the county in 2005 and requested it be removed from the HCP because we knew how long it would take to complete the HCP. And here we are 20 years later, and it is still not complete. And we have been working on it off and on for about that last 20 years. And I wanted to let you know that we are complete with plans, 100% plans. The county has participated all the way in this process. We have raised $600,000 in public funds toward the projected $800,000 needed, including new equipment for the county as a part of an updated stream gauge technical component. I'm here today with that update and to respectfully request consideration in helping us close the gap in funding. We are slated for construction this fall. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have and perhaps come back for a deeper presentation at your request, perhaps in your July meeting, but I'm happy to answer any questions you might have right now.
Okay, thank you, Steph. Is the location, I just have one question, or maybe two questions. The location, is that sort of where the Stillwell Drive is?
Do you know where Paulding Middle School is?
Yeah.
And the paper road that goes over the creek? It's right down below that paper road and just upstream.
Okay.
And it's a structure that the county continues to use for water supply tracking, and it has become technologically advanced these days, but we're going to up that technology with this grant as well. So it serves the supply needs of the community through the Lopez project.
And then can you just give a really short summary of what the project's going to do?
Sure. Don't know if you've been down there, maybe in your high school days you were still used by our junior high and high schoolers for various activities. There is a set of concrete platforms that go across the creek itself, and there still is a partial tower where the equipment was kept in the old days when it was mechanical. And that set of concrete platforms is a fish passage barrier. And so when fish come upstream this time of year, they're already coming, they basically knock their heads on the concrete platform and fall back down and can't get through. And the project basically is to lower the height of the concrete. It's called a weir, and the concrete will have a new weir at a lower height. It's a very complex project, very complicated, because we have to bring in a crane that will sit at the top of bank or on the road, on the development side of the road. Our office is actually on the other side of where the Paulding Middle School is located. And we have a trail so we can go all the way down there and take a look at it every day if we want. And so that concrete weir will take a chunk out of that. And then a new lower weir will be created in that spot, and that will involve some concrete application. And so it's a complicated project. We also do have some upstream riprap that the city put in a number of years ago when a drainage project was created when that development went in. And we've been working with the city and the county for a long time to figure out if there is adequate stability in that RSP. And it's big rock area, basically, to keep the Newsom Springs drainage properly functioning. And we are going to do an excavation during this process to see if it's adequately keyed in. The last thing we want is any of those rocks to move in a high flow and basically damage what we're trying to do here. And so part of the project, the engineers suggested, was to go in, and the county agreed. I don't know what's wrong here. No water. The county agreed to do an excavation, see if we can find the key in, and put more rock in there if we need it. So that's part of the project, too. So it's two-parted. One is the lowering of the weir, and the other part is to make sure that RSP along the bank is stable. And thank you so much. I usually bring my own. I know I'm going over my 3 minutes. I apologize. But okay. That's why I'd like to come back and give you a more in-depth description of the project and ask for the county's participation. I do want to reiterate that the county is gaining quite a bit on this project, and it hasn't had to have been a part of the HCP. But, and this is my opinion only, that doing this project in partnership with the county will go a long way with the agencies who are currently still looking at the Jeopardy opinion in the Flood Control Channel, which I know is not a part of your purview, but it is still a part of the entire system. And the National Marine Fisheries Service folks look at it as a system. And we do work with the staff in the federal agencies in our own consultations for projects like this. And so we would love to see, you know, everybody coming with a little bit of help and perhaps even some funding to close the gap.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. Those are my only questions. Any other questions?
Yeah. I'm not familiar with the Mills property. So is it across from the Stillwell House?
No. I don't know exactly what the Stillwell House was. I think it is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Is that the historic house that was?
Yeah.
And that's okay,
it was
yeah.
there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It was there. It is no longer. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just had one other question. I'm just curious. What was the purpose of the big kind of cement pad?
Yes, in the olden golden days, it was actually produced or put in place by the USGS, the Geological Survey, in the 30s, I believe. So this predates anything that the county did in Lopez. And Vard and Nola probably have, you know, correct me if I get any of the history wrong, but this was built by and with the locals to start being able to measure the amount of water coming out of the upper watershed to support agricultural development in the community. And then slowly over time, the county became involved, I believe, in the 50s and 60s. And really, mostly very recently, the county will be taking over complete operation of this facility, including any improvements that are made through this project.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Yeah, I think that was where everybody smoked their cigarettes. After high school.
And more.
Okay, well, at the end is when we, if we want to, address something to put on the agenda. So thank you for your comments, and then we'll move on at this time.
All righty, I'll stick around for a little bit. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and so we'll go ahead and close public comment, and that takes us to item number 3, which is the meeting minutes. And are there any questions or comments? Or if not, I'll go ahead and entertain a motion for approval.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, well, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? And if not, we'll just go with a voice vote. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed?
I'll abstain since I wasn't at the meeting.
Okay.
Neither was I, but there is, I guess.
Yeah, you can. Okay, so I guess we have one abstention or two abstentions, Karen.
I will vote yes.
Okay, all right. And then, so that passes. And then we'll move on to the operations report. And we have two parts of that. And so I think staff's going to give us that report. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I'm Nola Engelsgerger, Water Utilities Manager. Today, the plant is currently operating at 4.0 MGD. State water project flows are at 0.8 MGD. Downstream releases are 2.2 MGD. The lake elevation is 522.66. That's a storage of 100%. The capacity is estimated at 49,440 acre feet, and the rainfall to date is 28.93 inches.
And then a question on the rainfall. That's the water year, so that's last July. Is that what it is?
So for the Lopez water year, I think it tracks with the Lopez water year, the rainfall.
I think so.
This rainfall.
And so we're almost at a year.
The Lopez water year goes from April 1 to March 30th. It's confusing, correct?
Okay.
Here we go.
So the 28.93 inches, which is a ton of rain, that is from, it ended on March 30th is what you're saying? It's from March 30th to last year?
That's my understanding.
Okay. Okay, any questions on that from the committee?
No.
If not, we can go ahead and move on.
Okay, so the next update is on the projected reservoir levels. That's included in your agenda packet. It is attachment 2. That graph shows the projected reservoir storage through the year. Right now we're at 100%. It is still considered to be spilling, so it's just a trickle, but mm-hmm. we're right there. The spillway elevation is 522.6, and we're at 0.66, so only a little bit left. Any questions on the storage projection? And then the March and April monthly operations report is also attached, attachment 3. Any questions on the delivery report?
Anyone? All right. Then we can go ahead and move on to item number 5, which is information items, which is the present the third quarter fiscal year 2023-24 budget status, which is attachment 4 in the packet. And will you be doing that as well, or is that?
I am.
Okay, yep. Great.
So, yep, we're on the budget status, so we're at 56% of budget expended to date. Routine O&M is at 81%. Non-routine is at 19%, and capital outlay is at 24%. Those are a little bit lower because we're still wrapping up projects, and when those get finished up, that should probably track with the budget year. Mm-hmm.
Okay, any questions from the committee on that?
No.
All righty, we'll move on to item number 6, which is capital projects update, the bi-monthly update, which is attachment 5 in our packet. And Nola, I assume that's you?
Correct. Me again. All right. All the projects we've been working on are listed in Attachment 5. We are still working on the design of the fire flow tank replacement, still looking for funding to offset the cost to Zone 3 for that project as well. Potential funding that's been discussed with you in the past was ARPA funding. That's still on the table. We'll be getting an update in the next month or two on whether that will become available. But we are keeping that project on track so that it is a contingent project and able to compete for those funds if they do become available. The membrane module replacement, the operations staff completed that in April during the plant shutdown. They did two more racks, so now we've completed three of the six racks. So we're about halfway through replacing all the modules for the plant. There aren't any changes to the spillway assessment and investigation. The geotech testing and seismic alternatives study, we did receive a draft report. Staff is reviewing those recommendations right now. That report's intention was to review potential risks. So those are identified in that report. We're reviewing that. We're going to be meeting with the consultant next week and go through those recommendations. And one of them is additional analysis. So we want to pick through that with them before we bring back a full report on what those implications are for you.
Okay. Are we done with that one? Your presentation.
And unless you have any questions on the projects,
on any of the projects.
Yeah. Update? I just had a general question. What is a sludge bed curtain wall?
I was in the process of asking all the staff all these questions, but everybody's on vacation right now. So I
didn't have
that same question, but two
curious.
Of my staff are out. But
yeah, no worries. I was just curious.
Yeah, it's a repair to the sludge bed at the plant. I think the sludge bed might have, they're built to not leak, mm-hmm. and there might be a curtain wall needed to prevent any seepage from that bed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, if not, we'll go ahead and move on. Let's see. Okay, so action items this morning. Item number 7, we have declaring surplus water, which is attachment 6 in our packet. So go ahead with that report, Nola, please.
So attachment 6, let me get to my attachment 6 that was included in the agenda that went out to you via email is wrong.
Okay.
So then correct attachment 6 was handed out on your
Okay, then
copies.
I need a copy of that. And it's just one page. I mean in the packet I see the one page. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, here we can just share it more.
Okay. So yeah, there's another one right here. Okay, so this mm-hmm. is a report of the stored water and surplus water from last water year. There was stored water from unused entitlement, but because we spilled, that was immediately lost.
Mm-hmm.
But per the contract, during spills, your downstream releases do not count. There was some surplus water generated during last year. And so that amount is 1,859 acre feet. That's what we're asking this advisory committee to do today, is to declare that amount of surplus water. So once that's declared, mm-hmm. That's available for the contractors to purchase. The cost of it is for each contractor, and whatever amount they want is in that table.
Mm-hmm.
They can take the surplus water, and then at any time during the year, you can convert it to stored water. The surplus water must be mm-hmm. used during the water year that is declared, and then if it's not used, it can be converted to stored water. We would recommend not converting it to stored water until the dam stops spilling, though. And we worked through that with your staff at the TAC.
Okay. Just a quick question regarding when you went over this with the TAC. Was there anything that popped up as far as concerns from people, from the experts on the TAC? I guess, Bard, do you attend that?
Yeah, I do attend it. It got complicated because we were also looking at the wrong...
Oh, information.
Yeah, so we had to correct it. So we're still working. So what came up
for
your benefit is that the new agreements and all the ways we manage water is that process needs to be tightened up so that we can act on those processes more quickly.
Okay.
So what at the staff level, what I came out of that was, oh, we need to probably tighten up our processes, get our calculations in a little bit sooner, get more of a procedure outlined for implementing the water management strategies that we all got through these supply agreements.
Yeah.
So staff is going to be working on a procedure for communicating between the district and the contractors on when we declare surplus water. There'll be maybe a form that the that the contractor can fill out and say, yes, we want our surplus water. Yes, we want it stored at this time. This is the amount we want. And then it's just a form transaction, and it can make things go a little bit smoother.
Okay.
So that's what we're realizing is before we just operated without all these storage and exchanges, and it's just going to get more complicated as we move towards even in the future when we maximize state water use as a county.
Yeah.
There might be even more exchanges happening. And so
tightening
up those processes and end-of-year transaction is kind of our goal for the next year. So.
Okay.
So these are two separate, what was discussed at TAC and the surplus water, are they connected in a way? If you haven't worked out one, it doesn't affect the surplus water. That number won't change. But does the other need to be worked out first, or it's two separate? Because in my mind, they're connected because we're declaring surplus water, but then the process isn't fine-tuned, I guess, is what I'm hearing. So, go ahead.
You're right. So that's what we found out at the TAC was our timing of our calcs weren't quite right.
Right.
We had still include... We didn't realize that downstream releases didn't count. We had to reread the agreements. And then we did not dump the stored water yet. So we went back. We verified all that. These new numbers were shared with your staff prior to this. Uh-huh. We just forgot to put it into this agenda packet. Uh-huh. So your staff is on board with this amount. So now that's the process we have to had to tighten up. So end of the year, calculate our storage right away before we declare the surplus water. So the table originally had more stored water that we didn't dump yet.
Okay, so they're not connected. We can push this forward as a surplus before all the details you've finalized those.
Correct. Okay. This is the right number to declare.
Okay.
We haven't written down. We need a flow chart for the end of the year. First this, then this.
Yeah.
This is where we're at. And I think that's just tracking all that movement with our new water supply agreements is just going to be a practice run with staff for a while.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Can you just kind of review how water distribution is, for lack of a better word, charged? When you say that if we wish to store water or surplus water must be used, is the surplus water... as I said, charged against our account first, or do we have to use all of our entitlement and then the surplus water? Am I making sense?
Yes. So I think there is a benefit of taking the surplus water. I think it's cheaper than your entitlement water.
I see.
So that would be part of
the
your
motivation.
Tax. That's your motivation. That's what your TAC will work out. Your staff will work out which water is the best water to use first.
Okay.
And so that's part of their water management strategy, how they're going to use water in their communities. Do they want to use their surplus water this year? Do they want to convert it to storage later if we're watching and the reservoir drops a little bit and we don't think it's going to spill? Then it might be worth converting it to storage. That's a decision your technical staff will make.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you for the clarification.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So during, so when the, since we never had Lopez spill, this is, I mean, well, not never, but I guess when, since I've been up here. So you're saying that when Lopez spills, we lose the water, the surplus water, but we don't, the downstream releases, we get that back. Is that what you're saying, as surplus water? So those don't count towards?
So when it spilled, mm-hmm. you lost the stored water in the reservoir.
The stored, okay.
And because there was so much storage.
Right.
Or so much spill.
Yeah.
So if you had only spilled a little bit, but you had a lot of storage, yeah. that's the calculation that
okay.
staff needs to work out.
Yeah.
Because you could still have only spilled a little bit of your storage, and it's proportionally split amongst the contractors.
Okay, that's kind of confusing, so I can see
it
why.
It is very confusing.
I can see why it's way above
so
my pay grade.
Definitely, that's why we saw in this instant of trying to, you know, declare the surplus, identify the storage,
yeah.
work out all these deals at the end of this year,
yeah.
we need to tighten up our processes, maybe have a flow chart,
mm-hmm.
have some form templates for mm-hmm. making these decisions faster.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that makes good
yeah.
sense.
Yeah. Well, it's a unique situation because we have new information and Lopez is spilling, plus we have the new information of the new contracts and stuff. So.
Right.
Okay.
I have a question.
It's a good problem to have,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What do we do
yeah,
with
exactly.
all this water?
that 1859 at the bottom. So where did that, just looking at those numbers, where did that come from? What is that? Is that a total? I'm looking at these numbers trying to figure out where that 1859 came from.
Okay, so that would be, let's see here. I didn't work it out myself, so. Downstream releases during the spill. Downstream releases. So the total downstream releases is the 3483. The downstream releases during the spill is 1,143, should be a credit. Mm-hmm. And the downstream releases no spill is a minus. So I think it's...
So you add line 2 and 3 and subtract line 4, is that what?
2340. It's 4,200 minus the 2340.
You know,
okay.
Is there a reason why this wasn't kind of graph correct, like this, as we're adding this and this is the total, then we subtract? I mean, because this really isn't clear as far as, I was with you, I was sitting there thinking, okay, that doesn't add up if we're adding it all together, but so is there any way that we could have a more clear budget display? I mean, I'm not stupid, but this is, when I couldn't figure out how this went, is that...
So like a minus and a plus and
just
a yeah.
More clear
yep.
Column
yep.
Of pluses
yep.
and minuses.
Yeah.
Yes. We can definitely do that.
Or yeah. Separate columns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably
indicate which
by
one's
water
a credit
expert.
And which one's a minus.
not a budget person.
Yeah. That's yeah. what I'm thinking.
Okay. All right. So any other questions? If not, I'll go ahead and entertain a motion on that item, declaring surplus water.
All right, well, I'll make that motion that we declare 1,859.94 acre feet as surplus water.
A second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
No.
Hearing none. Can we just do a voice vote, or do we need to do roll call?
I'm not sure. I guess
well, let's just
be,
do roll call just in case.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
it's a
county.
Yeah, it's official.
Okay. All right. Chair Kristen Barnage?
Yes.
Member Karen Bright?
Yes.
Member Shirley Gibson?
Yes.
Member Marcia Guthrie?
Yes.
And Member Vard Ikeda?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. Now we're on to the future agenda items. So I myself would like to have a future agenda item where we could get an update on the stream gauge modification project just to at least learn more about it. As far as the gap in funding, I think that staff needs to look at that and maybe bring back a recommendation at that time.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Kristen, can I make a...
Yes, go ahead, Bart.
Before we move off this surplus water deal.
Yes.
If you look at that, it says downstream releases during spill. So mm-hmm. I actually asked David the other day why, because you know, people drive by the lake and it's pouring rain mm-hmm. and there's water coming out of the bottom of the dam. So I get people calling me like I know something, and I don't. But so I asked David, and he said the dam is spilling, and if that we didn't release that water, mm-hmm. it would just be spilling more. So it's not like mm-hmm. the county is wasting mm-hmm. water, which mm-hmm. it looks like. It looks mm-hmm. like, why are we wasting that water?
Right.
So that was...
Because it's raining, and we have the rain in the creek, so then why do we need to release the water in the
yes.
dam? I get it. Why
and there's a small portion of the creek that runs from the dam down to that first little bridge where Tally's has their soccer fields.
Yeah.
That there's really no tributaries mm-hmm. coming there, and because of the environmental agreement, mm-hmm. they have to keep... flow of water in there, and if they let's say that the dam's not spilling,
right,
and it is still pouring rain, mm-hmm. they're still releasing a little bit of water out of the dam mm-hmm. to keep that part of live stream, and you said that they're obligated to do that, mm-hmm. so just an FYI.
Okay, yep, that's kind of what I understand. Makes sense.
I did have one other thing. I don't know
yeah.
where we are in the.
That's okay.
I'm going backwards now, but you know this geotechnical testing and seismic alternative study. What is the worst case scenario there? That they tell us that we need to do a bunch of borings and pour concrete all over the place again?
Yeah, that would be the worst case. They tell us that there's a seismic risk. And we have to make repairs to address the safety factor that DSOD is requiring.
Has anybody else, any other dams had to do that besides Oroville?
I think San Antonio is going through a big rehabilitation project right now to repair that dam. So I don't know. I'd have to look into that.
Kind of scary.
It is. That'll be,
yeah, it could be, costly,
be a
expensive.
Huge expense.
Millions. Mm-hmm.
That would be another levy on the taxpayer somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Bummer. All right. Thank you. That'd be a good thing to check on, though, for us.
Okay. Yeah. We'll look at other facilities maybe going through the same thing and maybe identify potential funding sources if something like that happened. Because I know there's grants that could be available, infrastructure grants. Mm-hmm. That is already on. I know Dave and his team are looking at that already.
So. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so future agenda items. We have the item regarding the stream gauge modification update mm-hmm. and any other future agenda items. Well, maybe Vard has raised one about perhaps the dams, if other dams are going through the same thing, just kind of a short update. Anybody else?
No.
Okay, then we're to committee member comments. Any other comments from board members, committee members?
So I had another one that the the cloud seeding thing is kind of off the table now. We don't need water. Are we still paying somebody?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
No. I think that's on, it's on hold, mm-hmm. I believe. I think the contract's still able to be renewed, but I think the actual payment is on hold.
Because at one time we were paying like a standby fee or something.
There's an annual cost to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we, I think I remember that we're not, it's all just sort of nothing's happening because of the rain. I don't
on
even
hold.
Think we're paying any standby fees or anything
right.
until maybe a much later date. So that's what I understood it.
Thank you.
Can verify that.
Okay, all right. Well, then I will go ahead and move to adjourn.
Thank you.
Thank you.